Hello everyone. Today I'm talking about an ongoing challenge for me and for many. Self-care. Who has the time? I used to think. It seemed that everybody that I encounter would advise me to practice self-care, even up my self-care game. Their advice was well-meaning and sometimes warranted, but a gal has to have her priorities, I'd think. Now, it's taken me years to have the time to stop and evaluate my stance on self-care. And when I did, I found out my logic was way off. When I was caregiving for my parents, I was in the throes of it all. Work, home management, parent care, trying to keep my head above water. I began to notice this steady stream of information and suggestions about self-care coming my way. I'd notice but scroll past posts on social media. Absolutely would I disdain podcasts on self-care and avoided like the plague events and speakers about self-care. Yeah, self-care. Right. Anyone here ever been a caregiver and had that reaction? I thought so. My reaction was always the same. Self-care? Who has the time? I'm working over here. Can't y'all see this is mission critical and a better use, expected use of my time? My time was already stretched beyond belief. You know, it's a full life to have work and career demands and the responsibilities of home and a life outside of work. Add to that caregiving and there remains precious little time. If I care at all about the caregiving responsibility, if I care one shred about those for whom I caregive, in this instance it was my own parents, then that extra time is automatically devoted to them. It was a default. There was no other time. And because of that, I thought this was a logical devotion, ethic, and love that should never be in question. Nancy was to come second because their need is greater than any pressing need of mine right now. What all that was bravado? Pride? I thought it was a stance formed from devotion. And then ego crept in, a little smugness, a little look at me. But I was then adding to that, poor me, and a little bit of it was this is my lot in life right now. Nevertheless, I was stuck. I'd do whatever I knew to do, tighten my girth again and say, trudge forward, Nancy, toe the line, improve what you can, stay the course, see it through. And all that made for a big dose of self-care. How dare I? How dare I not do all I can for my parents, in my case, that had done so much for me? How dare I steal precious time from their need? I saw it as a falter, a failing of such. How dare I not throw all my time and knowledge and skills into the care of those who cared for me? The result was my delay in self-care. The result was denial of self-care and my worthiness even to expect a crumb of it. Still, the helpful articles, book mentions, and suggestions flew by, or I was flying by them. In 2013, just after the passing of my second parent, I became a patient advocate and opened up my own practice. Roll up the sleeves. There's serious work to be done here, Nancy. And maybe you know where I'm going with this. Here it all came again, just dressed up in a different package. Suddenly, I had commitments and clients to care for and their loved ones to bring along. There was research and referral. There were meetings to arrange and hold and negotiations and communication to gain. There was my own learning, to be accomplished so as to be able to foster the learning of my clients and loved ones. Before I realized it, I was all in again. Consumed, but this time so engaged and happy and learning, I would tell myself. Doing it because I love it, and I'm feeding my heart and my brain and my soul, and to be able to help other people, and. The self-care articles existed and persisted. So did the invitations from friends to join in on this or that kind of self-care activity or event. I would see but ignore all the posts and events with speakers. The more frequently they appeared, the more automatically I would ignore them. Once again, I denied self-care. It's a funny thing when your logic and knowledge verify something to be true and factual and even beneficial, yet we choose to take no action. That logic can be so right, so very case in point, and yet we choose to ignore. This kind of quandary is so aptly represented by when those oxygen masks on airliners fall down in front of us in an emergency. The parent or protector or caregiver is expected to go against their every grain not to place the life-saving oxygen on their child or care recipient. We operate under the assumption that our responsibility is to protect the vulnerable among us, and then we are presented with this. Later we come to understand that the counterintuitive logic that we must protect ourselves so as to be able to protect others comes forward. Oh, I thought, well, I can get behind that idea. Why then, with coming to understand logically and intelligently and that weird logic, could I only accept that for other people? Why not for myself and my own self-care needs? It's beguiling. That oxygen mask has dropped down in front of me more times than I care to admit. That's where I've been, and that's where I've continued to find myself over and over again. This self-care thing that I know to be right and beneficial, why do I hesitate? It can help me. It can extend me. It can make me a better person. It can prepare me to better help others. Why then this delay? Over time, I've received lots of messages and oxygen masks from well-meaning people who suggested that I really need to take a look at this self-care stuff. Well, finally I did, or let's say that I have. I've found some immediate positive return, and slowly, my stance has shifted. Wow, never say never, huh? Life experience is a great teacher, wouldn't you agree? A few simple acts of self-care felt good, and I realized some great results in my work. Since I put work first, I could accept that, but it's a change nonetheless. It'll have immediate positive results in me personally if I allow myself to look at it. Over time, I've had a change in me and my thinking. The logic of it, the benefit of self-care seems to have overtaken the how dare I a bit. My logic has changed based upon what I've experienced, and now I have a very achievable goal of re-establishing a work-life balance. There is still some how dare I lurking within me. Until I fully embrace the new thinking for myself, I can more easily embrace it for my clients and the people I serve. So here's my logic and how I make it okay in my mind. The people I serve count on me, and I'm very proud of that. They expect me to be in tip-top shape so I can be there for them. My job is to help with solution and remedy. It stands to reason that I have to place some logs in the wood stove before the fire's going to burn hotly and do its job to radiate to others. I need to feed that furnace. I need to rest, exercise, take breaks, and eat healthy foods. The very thing that I tell my clients and their loved ones that they need to do is also what I must do. I can because the thing I hold dearest is to be the best person I can be for others. How dare I take care of myself? I do it for the people that count on me, the people that I love and who love me, for my clients who need me, and for the persons I've yet to meet. My new answer to the suggestion of self-care is not how dare I, it's self-care. How can I not? Thanks, everybody.